Welcome to the January 2017 edition of Judd's New England Journal, the rather curious monthly musings of Judson Hale, the editor-in-chief of Yankee Magazine, published in Dublin, New Hampshire, since September 1935, and the Old Farmer's Almanac, now celebrating its 225th year. Learning the New England language. Trouble is, as soon as you've identified a rule, you discover more exceptions than examples. For instance, you might hear a Maine man say he intends to go gunnin' for partridge that afternoon. You might figure gunnin' is used instead of huntin', but it isn't. If you're after deer instead of partridge, then you're deer huntin'. We seldom eat venison either. Eat a lot of deer meat, though. Or take that simple little word lot, L-O-T, lot. There are in New England plenty of wood lots, four-acre lots, and even barn lots. However, there are no corn, potato, or oat lots. A pasture is generally considered to be a large, untilled area, often with several groupings of trees scattered here and there. But these trees do not constitute a wood lot. The stand of trees in a wood lot is bigger and thicker. A field of potatoes may be a patch, but you cannot describe a field of grain with that word. The smallest of the words may be the most difficult for outsiders to place correctly. In Maine, where I was raised, we had four directions: upriver, downstate, over to home, and from away. We went up to Boston, and from Boston we went out to Prout's Neck, that's near Portland, Maine. But from Prout's Neck, we went up to Inland Vanceboro, my hometown, whence we went over to Macadam, Canada, or down to Calais. St. Stephen's is just across the international border from Calais, but we went to St. Stephen's. Every town in New England has its own set of twos, ups, downs, overs, and outs in relation to the rest of New England. If you depend upon north-south logic, you'll be wrong about half the time. For instance, everyone knows one goes down the coast of Maine when one is sailing northeast, up the coast when sailing southwest. The term down east obviously originates from sailing downwind with the prevailing westerlies when traveling from Massachusetts ports to those along the Maine coast. However, one can go up to Bangor from Massachusetts correctly. Now, up is a hard-working little word. Up, just U-P. It is added to brought, banged, warmed, let, picked, dressed, turned, and countless others. Also, you can find up and did it, up and coming, up and around, and even what are you up to? Banks in Maine have drive-up tellers, whereas in Connecticut, banks have drive-in tellers. You can shine up to someone, but that isn't quite the same as taking a shine to that someone. Oh, take. Take is used in many situations, too. I can take another job, take after someone in the family, take sick, during which time I ought to take it easy. A person can take off another person, meaning mimic, or take him down a peg. Take can also be added for seemingly no reason at all, such as, I'll take and give him a good lesson. Well, with that, I guess I'll take a break until next month.